State House District 53 Representative Rick Kreisman is one of the few Florida Democrats to survive the November election. He said he has some grave concerns over Governor-elect Scott's proposed policies, especially when it comes to education.
The plan that the governor-elect has put forward, I think, will absolutely gut public education. It'll cease to exist as we know it, and while there are things that need to occur and fixes that need to happen to make our system better, I don't think what's being proposed is going to take us in the direction that we need to go.
He said he also wonders how such a staunch opponent of government spending is going to create jobs.
You know, on one hand, we've got a governor who said he's going to create 700,000 new jobs, while on the same time, he's talking about cutting thousands of jobs.
But even with GOP supermajorities in the state House and Senate, some are saying Scott's governorship may not turn out to be political pay dirt for ultra-conservatives. Steve Bosquet is Tallahassee bureau chief for the St. Petersburg Times. He's been covering Florida politics for decades and believes the Sunshine State is headed for some interesting times, especially for reporters. Today at a Suncoast Tiger Bay Club event in downtown St. Petersburg, Bosquet had a few predictions for Tallahassee in the months to come.
I think we're headed for the shortest honeymoon in the history of Florida politics. I say that because of, you know, several red flags. He is new to the whole process. He's in for a rude awakening in Tallahassee. I mean, you can run as an outsider, but I don't think you can govern as an outsider.
He said moderate Republicans like Jack Latvala, Mike Fasano, and Paula Dockery may challenge state GOP policy that veers too far right. And unlike the corporate environment that bred Scott, he can't give them the pink slip.
If a state senator won't hear one of the bills or issues that Scott thinks is important, he can't fire a state senator.
Bosquet said another potential challenge is Senate President Mike Haridopoulos' possible U.S. Senate bid, which could be at best distracting and breed corruption at worst. Bosquet cited the case of former State House Speaker Johnny Byrd's election year scandal as a case in point.
Aside from the fact that he's distracted constantly and raising money, you heard story after story of, this is how Tallahassee works from a reporter's standpoint. A lobbyist will bring you aside in the hallway and say, "Hey, you've got to blow the whistle on this guy Byrd. He's shaking people down for campaign contributions in return for getting their bills heard." And so I reached for my notepad. "Really? Tell me some more about that." "I'm not going to go on the record. What do you think I am, nuts?"
He said one Scott campaign promise that might cause a rift within the party is his stated desire to shave hundreds of millions of dollars from the state's prison budget.
Even Republicans are scared out of their minds about this idea of cutting $1 billion out of the state prison budget. That's one of his campaign promises that we did a lot of reporting on, and it inspired that ad that showed hardcore convicts getting released from prison and so. Remember that ad? "Let's get to work." You know. Many towns in North Florida are totally dependent on prisons and prison-related facilities for their economy. If you shut a prison down in a town like Mariana, the unemployment rate will be 80%, not 12%.
Governor-elect Scott has said that federal health care reform is one of the main things that inspired him to run for office. Yesterday, the St. Pete Times site PolitiFact called the Tea Party's misrepresentation of the bill the lie of the year. Tiger Bay Club member Beverly Mitlin asked Bosquet why the right wasn't called out sooner.
"How did we permit this to go this long? And why didn't this come out across the country before this?"
Bosquet replied that such claims are kind of a moving target.
"They twist and distort the truth so often, it's hard for us to keep up with it on a consistent basis. We're the only ones with this PolitiFact, meter and holding accountable for lies and half-truths."
Bosquet also said that come the 2011 legislative session, Tallahassee's press will have tons of fodder for investigative journalism. Outgoing Suncoast Tiger Bay Club President Rob Eschenfelder, a Republican, asked Bosquet if that statement confirmed the right's claim that the mainstream media has a liberal bias.
"You announced that not editorialists, but news reporters were going to be digging in because they were resentful that this Republican candidate cut them off. And I wonder, do you ever engage in introspection that perhaps there is some validity to the fact that why the perception of you and your media or your industry is the way it is because you do seem to betray a bias towards Democrats?"
Bosque said that claim is way off mark.
It's more the media wanting to be a check on whoever's in power. You know, if Democrats were in, when Lawton Chiles was governor, he got more than his share of negative press. And that's what I think our responsibility is to, you know, hold people in power accountable for what they're doing. It just so happens that the people in power being held accountable now are overwhelmingly Republicans.
The next Suncoast Tiger Bay Club meeting will be January 5th and will feature St. Petersburg Mayor Bill Foster. From downtown St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.